Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and on the program today, I have the most awesome lady whose name is Lynn Louise Larson, and she is just a leader in habit reprogramming, and she's on a passionate mission to help women transform their life while learning to love themselves, which is so, so important and what really this podcast is all about. For over two decades, Lynn Louise has helped women break free of the diet dogma through brain-based habit reprogramming, nutrition and wellness training, and guided inner critic meditation. I want to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. I just went ding, because that word critic. But anyway, let me go on with her introduction, and then I'm definitely going to ask you about that. So she is certified in women's health, fitness, nutrition, aromatherapy, meditation, reflexologist, and wrapping up her advanced certification in hypnosis. And she has merged her expertise in ancient healing arts with today's technology and science, which is so awesome. And it helps you to take you to a place you never thought possible, reclaiming your confidence and self-love and so much more. But welcome, welcome, Lynn Louise. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, this is going to be amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
When you were reading that, it was resonating with me, especially now, because this is going to be aired during COVID-19.
Yep.
And that inner critic voice. Yeah. Did you want to ask me a question, or did you just
yeah,
want me to go?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm intrigued by hopefully if you're listening to this, you probably have heard the term guided meditation before, where someone leads you through, and it's a way. Meditation is a great way to be able to relieve stress and all of that. But I've never heard the term guided inner critic meditation, and I know that we all have inner critics, that ego. What is unique about that? What does that involve?
So one thing I want everyone to understand is that your inner voice is really there to keep you safe and protect you. Right. So it happens because of a situation or an event that occurred in our life, and we attached an emotion to that. And then at that point, we created a behavior around it. Okay. So just an example, an event occurs. A boyfriend breaks up with us, or we're going through a divorce. We attach a meaning around that, an emotion around that.
Right.
We begin to process those feelings, or a lot of the time push those feelings down, which I'll talk more about.
Yeah.
And we create a behavior, emotional eating around that, right? Mm-hmm. So right. It becomes a habit. There's also things that we tell ourselves, air quotes in there, things that we tell ourselves that are self-judging around that experience and those emotions. So let's say it is you're going through a divorce and you become an emotional eater during that time. Some of the voices that might be going on in your head is, I can't even keep a marriage together. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of a good marriage. Right. A lot of women have terrible relationships because we tell ourselves that we're not worthy of a great relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so these inner voices are really meant to be like an alarm system. Hey, don't get involved with this person. It's a red flag, or, whatever. But instead, they're reinforcing behaviors that we want to let go of.
Yeah.
So we need to go inside and reprogram that voice and find a good space for her and have her use a language that empowers us instead of sabotages us.
Gotcha.
So one of my voices was always, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid, right? That's what I would tell myself. Yep. So I had to reprogram her to tell me I was smart. And one way that, so I incorporate my hypnosis along with my meditation to create guided meditation, inner critic voice, to transform that, because it's not really something that you can do by yourself.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
You have to be taken down into a deep state of consciousness, listen to her, reprogram her, and then bring her back up to where she needs to sit in your being, so that when you're going to that, I'm stupid, she triggers and tells you you're smart. And Here's the crazy thing about that. When I do this with women, and when I started doing it for myself, I didn't realize how often that voice was telling me that until I transformed her voice. And that's when I would hear her. And I'd be like 50 times a day telling myself I was smart, and I didn't realize how much I was telling myself I was stupid.
Oh, wow. That's, I got like God bumps, a friend of mine. Yeah, yeah. I'm told about that. That was amazing. And it is really powerful. It's interesting, because I actually did something similar today. I've been doing a lot of work on my relationship with money. And so I was in a meditation today, and just because something came up for me yesterday. And so I just started really doing a lot of I am statements and positive affirmations while I was meditating. And it really shifted then something when I was doing some writing afterwards, when I was writing sort of what do I believe? And it was like something came up that said, no, you need to add, I am well paid for what I do. And I was like, yeah, because I've been avoiding the actual money part of it, you know. So,
Oh goodness, where to start with that? Because so many women, our relationship with ourselves manifests in our food, around money, and around relationships, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that, you know, you bring a spiritual aspect into this. I'm not dogmatic, but there's a great, if you don't have it, there's a great series, The Complete Works of Florence Scovel Shin, which can help get you momentum around money, but also like love and all that. And it's a very old writing, and she uses the term God. So if you have a challenge with that word God, it's just replace it with the universe or whatever. And that's what in my programs, that's one of the highly suggested readings I get. Because women, so many women, if we don't have value in ourselves, we definitely don't think we're worth being paid for in salary or as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely.
So almost every single woman I work with in my programs has a relationship with money that's unhealthy too.
It's amazing how they go together. And of course I had the issue with the food for a long, long time. And so that's taken a lot of work. So that's why I'm working on this now. But I wanted to talk, you mentioned briefly at the beginning, as we're recording this, it's, where are we? We're getting towards the end of April already. Jeez, time is flying. But we're still in the middle of this pandemic that we're dealing with. So what special challenges has this created around, especially with our relationship with food? Because I know I had posted on my Facebook page a few days ago, asking, are you finding it more easier or harder to like make healthy choices right now? And it was mostly people said yes, but there were a few who were like no, and saying they're finding it harder. So what's been your experience with this, especially with your clients in particular?
Right. We've already been in isolation for 6 weeks, and there's two sides of this. If you had a challenge with emotional eating and you are highly isolated, you probably don't have access to the comfort, right?
Yeah.
So that might change your, you know, your reality of the situation.
Right.
But food, okay, so I see a lot of, it's really easy to distract. Food is used, emotional eating is a distraction from feeling the emotions that you don't want to feel.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So, and so are other things. So maybe they might not be emotional eating, maybe they're binge watching Netflix.
Right.
Maybe they're, you know, there's so many things that you could be doing that can create distractions. Drinking too much, you know, smoking, if they're smokers, this is a really big time. So the thing is to understand that I've been seeing the gamut too. It can be hard. And, you know, at first, when this first happened, I called it a global pause. I'm over that. This is not the pause button. This is like, we're ascending into a whole new reality.
Yeah.
And now it's beginning for those states that have been in isolation for so long. This reality is, we have another month to go, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. What is this going to mean? It's really becoming uncomfortable for a lot of people, right? And we've taught ourselves how to ignore our feelings and our emotions.
Yeah.
And I know you've seen this. If you're on social media at all, this, oh my God, the amount of people, and they're well-intended, but all these people out there asking these questions that are triggering people and trying, you know, like, and using gratitude. And this is something that I'm recording my podcast today. And I'm talking about distractions. And they're using gratitude as a distraction. So I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I am going to move my attention to gratitude, which gratitude, I love it. It's an amazing tool and it's an amazing point for joy.
Yeah.
And using it as a way to come through emotional eating is moving your attention perfect. But if you are sad, you need to experience that emotion now in a healthy way.
Right. Yes.
But I see these, it was me at one point, hiding, blocking my feelings down, showing my feelings as a sign of weakness. I'll drive people away if I show my feelings.
Right.
But, so these people that have been pushing it down for so long, it's bubbling to the surface. And they're not knowing how to process their feelings in a healthy way to maintain healthy relationships. So for me right now, I'm seeing a lot of that occurring. And that's, I have a free, by the time this launches, my free coaching will be closed. But I have my program launching, which is a 10-week group program that happens virtually. And really, this is where we dig in, because communications, commitment, self-integrity, understanding how to process emotions in a healthy way, using those ancient healing arts and meditation and the power of the brain and all that, so that they can continue to go through this, because this is never going to be over. It's a transition of what's coming next.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because I saw somebody else posting some kind of question about it too. And, you know, what's it going to be like, you know, when we're done with this? And it's like, I'm thinking it, or that it's going to be go away. And it's like, well, I don't really think it is ever going to go away. Number one, because like the flu comes every year anyway. So this is probably still going to be something that's going to be always there now. So it's just adjusting to the new normal and figuring out what that new normal is going to look like.
And
we're still in the midst of it.
Yeah. And maybe eliminating the word normal from our vocabulary when we talk about our three-dimensional reality of what we exist in, right? Because
yeah, that's true.
You never had any security. You could have caught the flu last year and died.
That's right. Yeah,
like, absolutely. And I completely agree. I was reading an article or something by the CDC, and they were saying COVID's been around. This virus is new, but it's going to be something that will happen during flu, has a possibility of happening during flu season. Right. So it is. And it's like, so where do you want to be at the end of 2020?
Right.
If you were implementing failed strategies in 2019, what you did then, you're going to get the same results this year. So I really like, the more I love being on podcasts and talking about this, because the more we come together, the more lives we can transform.
Yeah, absolutely.
And move from that mindset of we're going to go back to the way it was, because it's never going to go back that way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That is the important thing to know. I think we kind of talked about this, but a little bit, but Why is it that we do find it so challenging? You know, why is it that sometimes we feel like we're fighting against our brain? Because it's like there'll be part of us that is like, you know, it's kind of like the devil and the angel on our shoulders. Like, you know, we really want to do what we know is the right thing to do. But then there's this other side of us going, no, come on. It's so easy.
There's so much to it. But what really is our brain fighting with ourselves. We have this logical brain, right? And it's the frontal lobe, and it's telling us what we should do and how we can do it. But when you're approaching it from outside circumstance, saying like, I don't have enough time or I don't have enough money, those are outside circumstance. So what a lot of women are doing when you're coming from this diet mentality, this diet dogma, is you're trying to find the perfect diet. You're trying to find the right trainer, the right supplement. But right. The fact is, none of that is you. You need to start with you. And that happens on the inside.
Yeah.
And the power of your mind and the ability it has to heal your body and laying that foundation. So when we're trying to change a habit, oh my gosh, there's a lot of inner working that need to happen. And understanding that there was an event that created the habit and that you attached an emotion around it goes so far back. So it could have happened when you were like a child, when you were 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
And your mom gave you a cookie or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. Who knows what it could have been, right?
Right.
And you've attached a meaning behind that. And then what you've done ever since that moment is reinforced that works. And that habit gives you a temporary satisfaction, a relief from the reality. But what is really happening is you're experiencing that emotion, you distract from it, and it increases the dissatisfaction after, so then you go back to it. And it's a cycle, a continual cycle. So really breaking that cycle and reprogramming, and that's where my new, you know, like hypnosis and the power of the mind and how the brain works, science comes into play in my programs, because of that, you can take and condense this 10-year journey into 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to me to give women that momentum, and it's around money. It's around anything. Like, so give them that momentum, because we sit and in the struggle, and then it's painful for us. And this journey doesn't have to be painful.
Yeah.
I know it. I know how it is. Like, and one of the things is we do that money story.
Yeah.
Is so attached to us. Like, every single woman I work with, it's that money story. Hmm. I'm not worthy of investing into time or money.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I address in my programs. Like, if you're saying you don't have the time or money now, you're sure as hell not going to have it, you know, a year from now.
Yeah.
You got to invest in yourself now. And that's the only way you're going to get over it, because really everyone is working at the capacity of their capabilities right now. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
And you can't do it alone. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. So there's so many interlocking ways to move through this changing habits, but really your internal brain is arguing with itself. And so you feel like every time you air quote fail, which you're not failing,
right?
You're being sabotaged by the diet industry, because they're the ones that are telling you need to diet, but they want you to go back to their dieting.
Yeah.
You're fighting with yourself saying, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. Right. So you are arguing with yourself, and it needs to happen within you. When you cure and heal yourself from within, everything else falls into place. It makes everything else work.
Yep. It is amazing how that happens. I've definitely seen that in my own life, because I've been doing a lot of work like the last few years, and it's like, it seems like it's just really just getting, well, number one, actually it's getting easier. Because I still, and that's one thing I think I want to make a point, is that you're never going to be necessarily like cured of this. I mean, there's always going to probably be something that may trigger you, like, and you may still kind of fall back into that. But I've found, or at least this has been my experience, is that I've gotten so much quicker at catching it and saying, okay, wait, is this really what I want to think? Is this really what I believe about myself? Do I want to keep making these? And I can shift it now. Whereas it might've taken me years or something. Now it's getting to be either months or days or hours, depending on what the subject is about, or minutes even. And I can say, oh, that's not what I want to do. So that's the hopeful thing, I think, for people to realize.
Yes. So 90% of the people that are listening to your podcast possibly are working from the lowest state of consciousness, which is thought. So they're allowing their life to be led through thought.
Yeah.
Right? As you move up the consciousness scale, you're at a higher level of consciousness, but it doesn't mean that you have all the answers, right? You just become more aware. You have a bigger vantage point over your options and how to move, because you realize that thoughts are an illusion.
Yeah.
You're no longer saying thoughts are fact or thoughts are my reality. You're past that. You've moved past it. You understand that they're an illusion. What's real is your ability to think, and therefore you can choose the thoughts that you think.
Yeah.
And that makes this whole journey, that like blows the lid off of, oh, I can heal these parts. I can go deeper next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no time in our physical life that we're going to be finished with this work, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. But I will say is that the more work you do on yourself, that it does get easier. And so I think, and that's the part, that it'll get easier. And so you can become more resilient. And I think that's the really great part about it. And just to remember, though, to always just be kind to yourself about that,
And that's where the inner critic comes in, right? Yeah. She's always telling you that you can't trust yourself. But I think that you're absolutely right. It does get easier, but there's also, this is the value of having a community to lean on, and having those mentors to support you. And I feel, and this is why there's this bombardment of people coming out on their personal profile photos or profiles in social media saying, you know, these trigger questions, is to allow you to get triggered and come into their community where they can help and support you. Mm-hmm. And whether it's me or you, whoever they find, that community is going to be more valuable now and for the rest of their time here on Earth, because things are not going back, and we don't want them to go back to the
That's for sure. Yeah, no, we definitely want to come out of this better and more self-aware and more globally aware too, I think, and of just how connected we truly, truly are. You know, we blamed, sometimes, you know, we blame social media, and sometimes we also then praise the internet and how it's brought us together. Well, now we're more separate yet and more together, but I do think it's really helped. This whole thing has helped us to just see that what's important is relationships. And so, yeah, yes, absolutely right. Because, you know, being a part of some kind of a group, you know, working with a coach, you don't want to, it's way too hard to try to do this stuff by yourself, and you'll just keep bumping up against a wall all the time. But if you've got support, that will make the journey so much easier.
And we, us as leaders, like I have coaches.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Every moment I have a coach.
Yeah.
The other thing that a lot of times during situations like this, people can start experiencing physical pain because of their lack of ability to maneuver through emotions and hiding them and pushing them down. And one thing that I tell people, if you're experiencing physical pain, you can go onto your laptop and you can kill your newsfeed on Facebook. And I did it quite a while back, so that when I go on Facebook to do my work and stuff, I can't see anyone's profile, what their updates are. Now on my phone, I do, right?
Okay.
a majority of the people that I'm involved with or that I have as friends are either clients or my group or, yeah. you know, so it's not, but there's so much negativity at times out there that killing that newsfeed, I tell people, put away first things first. If you're experienced physical pain, turn off the news.
Yeah.
Don't go onto social media. That's yeah. gonna, because you're triggered into those brain thoughts mm-hmm. and it's your feelings. If you push them down, will manifest in the physical body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The that mind body connection is so strong. I mean, that's something I've learned over the years too. And in fact, actually just even last week, it was like my back went out and normally I would go to the chiropractor. And so instead I said, okay, so back, what are you trying to tell me? You know, and of course I iced it down too. You know, I still did the things that you need to do, but it was like really, I took some time to kind of say, okay, what's going on? And within a few days, all the pain went away. So I was able to just kind of work through it by just asking questions and just maybe realize, okay, maybe I need to take a break a little bit and rest. Maybe I'm pushing myself too hard and, you know, and also it's also dealing with some working on beliefs. And I think that was part of some fear was coming up for me. You know, the ego was saying, you know, yeah, what are you doing? You're trying to, you know, control me or change me. And because change is what a lot of times I think that's where this ego comes from. It's like when you try to change, it's like it almost starts latching on harder and preventing, you know, and wanting to say, no, don't do that because it's trying to keep you safe, right?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And women, well, fear is held in our abdomen, like mm-hmm. in our spleen, in our gallbladder, in our stomach, in our intestine. Mm-hmm. So it's related to food. So a lot of the times when women become uncomfortable, when they're not processing their emotions and going to emotional eating, they have this air quote sensation of hunger that's not really hunger, it's discomfort in their lower abdomen, right? Where mm-hmm. your stomach, if you truly feel hunger, it's going to happen more under your rib cage. Mm. That's where your stomach is, right? Yeah. So you have this false identity like, oh, I'm hungry, I feel uncomfortable down there. That's not really hunger, it's where we're storing our emotions. Plus, mm-hmm. our gut is our second brain, like everything below the belt. And but we say, I'm triggered, I feel uncomfort, it's hunger where it's not really.
Yeah.
But we hold so much of our anger below our belt. Mm-hmm. And for me, I held it under there for so long that I ended up in emergency surgery.
Oh man, yikes.
And you know, but it's true. It manifests.
Yeah.
And I don't want women to get to that point. Let's solve those issues. Let's move. Let's start releasing that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know, in isolation, if they don't know how to release it in a healthy manner, it's going to blow the top. It has the potential to destroy their relationships right now. Yeah. Every day, but even more so now, we really need to come together and, you know, learn how to process those properly.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I so appreciate all of the wonderful stuff you've been sharing with us today. It's been amazing. You mentioned that you've got this group program. So how, if people want to be able to find out more about that as well as about you, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the doors are open for my 10-week program from April 23rd. Until May 3rd at midnight. They can go to my website. There's a link there in your show notes. I know I gave you a link. They can register for that. I have a podcast, Ditch the Diet Dogma podcast, that has free, it's free coaching, right? So mm-hmm. that they can tap into that. I do have a group on Facebook, Ditching Dieting and Overcoming Emotional Eating. It is open to everyone. They can get that through the Cosmic Valkyrie fan page. They can get there if they friend me, whatever, or they can just Google it. It will come up. It's also linked to my website, which is thecosmicvalkyrie.com. But I open the doors. I only open the doors for my program a couple times a year, mm-hmm. and they're only opened for whenever I get the download to how many days it should be open. This time it's 23rd to the 3rd. So getting in there, and I have pay at once and payment options and stuff. I really like, this is a labor of love. I truly overgiven it, but it's all about helping women really transform, like go through an experience that they're able to walk out of a completely empowered cosmic warrior that they came here to be and embody and understand they can create anything that they desire. So those are ways that they can find free training, paid training, anything like that.
Okay. Awesome.
And I also, I do one-on-one clients, but those are more, my one-on-one sessions are hypnosis. So. Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
One last thing before I let you go, you mentioned, I love the name of your website. So the Cosmic Valkyrie. So, what is, there's gotta be a story behind that.
Yes.
Up with that?
So first off, Larson, definitely, you know, Viking, an old Viking name.
Yeah.
So the Valkyrie is, she comes down and takes the warriors from the battlefield up to Valhalla, which is like heaven, right?
Gotcha.
And so I'm taking women by the hand so that they can become these cosmic warriors, because we came from somewhere and we're going to go back somewhere,
right,
after we're in this physical body. So some people say we're spiritual beings. I like to say we're cosmic beings, because we're more than spiritual. We're, so I'm a cosmic Valkyrie helping cosmic women come into their power. I'm creating those Dianas and the, you know, Wonder Womans out there.
I love it.
They need to like come back into their body. We unplug. We unplug from who we are, and I want them to come back and experience all the amazingness that we have in this human form, and we have this one time to do it. So I really want them to come to it quickly.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Well, perfect.
I love it. Thank you so much, Miss Cosmic Valkyrie, for being on Live, Love, Engage. I appreciate you so much. And for those of you who are listening and or watching, if you want to be able to hear more awesome people like this, make sure that you are subscribed on the podcast channel of your choice or my YouTube channel, which is Gloria Rand Video. And you know, if you can leave us a rating or a review, that would be wonderful as well. I'd always appreciate that. And until next time, even while we're in this crazy situation that we're in, I want you to encourage you actually to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes, cover your coughs and sneezes, monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor, stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care, clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.